Hey, welcome everyone. Thanks for joining us. This is our fifth year, as Guy said. This organization, this idea was born at HITS 5 years ago in 2014. How many of you are here for the first time at a WITH event? All right. The community is already growing, I can see. This is exciting. This is actually our 19th event. We do events quarterly. All right, there you go. And they're all around our three pillars. So really, this is what this event is all about. It's about community, and you're going to learn. First of all, there's a community here, so I hope you take a moment to meet the people next to you. This will be a little jump start on the networking portion. But we're really here today to honor both some inspiring leaders as well as some community partners who are doing incredible work here in Los Angeles to get more women and diversity involved in technology. So this event is kind of what this organization is all about. We do a lot of great stuff on professional development as well, workshops. We've done a bunch of those. But this one has a special place in all of our hearts in terms of being able to both honor wonderful members of our community and hopefully give everyone the opportunity also to meet some of these organizations that are doing great work and find a way that you can get involved with them as well. Also, we couldn't be doing this at all without our steering committee, so I'd like to ask them to, those on the steering committee, please stand up. Most of these women have been with us really from the start. We have a few new entries as well as we've rotated around and tried to give new opportunities to grow this community. But really, this is about not just the steering committee, but about everyone here. Like I said, this is community, so we want to make sure that you all understand that we've been here for 5 years because of you. And so give yourselves a round of applause. I mean, This is, you know, I want to see every, I'm taking a mental picture now. I want to see you guys all at our next event. And with that, I'm going to turn this over to Nadia. She's going to tell you a little bit about one of the initiatives we're also working on. Nadia.
Great. Thank you, Rachel. Oh, before we do that, we'd love to connect with you on LinkedIn because that is a place to connect. So if you want to aim your phone at the QR code, you'll automatically get hooked up to us within LinkedIn. So go ahead and do that if you want now or later. First of all, I just want to do something a little weird, which is I want you to stand up and give the person next to you a high five, introduce yourself to them and look them in the eye long enough that you can notice their eye color. So please stand up and do that. So this eye color thing is a little hack for you to remember people's names. If you can stare people in the eye long enough to notice what their eye color is, you'll be more likely to remember their name. It's a little hack I learned this week. I think it's pretty good. All right, so a year and a half ago, in October 2017, we created this initiative called Solving for Equality by 2025 in Hollywood and Technology. And you've probably seen this slide before. And we have a Solve for Equality with a 4 .org, which you can go to. And if you do, this is, I think Rachel and I are the only people that have seen this before, and you're now seeing it now. So this is in beta. And it's a little, you know, a little crazy to premiere this in front of so many people, but because it is kind of our baby. But here we go. This is Solve for Equality by 2025 in Hollywood and Technology, and it's a website, and it is live right now. And this is our mission. So you can read that, but basically, we wanted, anyone know what an e-bridge is? You can yell it out. George, what's an e-bridge? Yes, an employee business resource group. So most companies have them, you know, Fox Women and NBC, Asians, et cetera. So what we wanted to create was, and this is so nerdy of me to say this, but we wanted to create a meta e-bridge, an e-bridge for e-bridges. So we are creating this umbrella organization that's going to be the mother of all e-bridges. And it's going to be in Hollywood and technology, and we're going to conquer racism, discrimination, and bias by 2025. And I know some of you are thinking, yeah, nice dream, impossible. But you know what? And I know someone took this expression already, the audacity of hope. So I'm taking something else called the courage of optimism. Because you know what? It's really easy to be cynical, resigned, skeptical, and say it doesn't work. It's not going to work. It's never going to work. It hasn't worked before. It's really easy, right? But it takes courage to be optimistic. So that's what we're trying to create, is a world where differences are not only tolerated but celebrated. And basically, we want to take, I was looking at the expression like-minded individuals. We don't want to take like-minded individuals. We want to take diverse-minded individuals, but like-hearted individuals. Because I think basically we all want the same thing. We want to have freedom to express ourselves. We want to be able to express ideas, creativity, thoughts, and even things when things are not going so well. Like, you know, that project that is over time and over budget. So here is our Hollywood and tech advisors. We have actually many more people that are joining us every day. So if you're interested in this, please come to our website, solveforequality.org, and sign up. We have, that's our MVP is, actually we do have an email sign up for that. And we need to have a lot more people standing shoulder to shoulder with us in this really wonderful, joyous campaign. So I wanted to mention that our website is powered by Code Talk. We're going to talk a little bit about Code Talk, but it is a free 15-week coding boot camp located in Venice for low-income women. So it's basically talking the talk, and these women put together our website, including our logo, so we're very excited about that. And I think that's about it. Oh, one more thing. So we want to talk the talk about inclusivity and belonging and representation. So one thing we want to make sure that is completely in integrity in this space, which we consider very, very precious to us, which is kindness and respect. So that's basically our code of conduct. Treat each other and treat the speakers, treat other people, treat your colleagues, friends here with kindness and respect, and we can all have a good time today. Finally.
Yeah, and this is the last slide before the speaker. Save the date. Our next event is October 3rd. That's right, Skirball, right? Okay, good. I took a guess on that. Skirball, this is an amazing event. We have done an event for the past 3 years with a bunch of partner women's groups throughout the LA area, bigger than just Hollywood. Lizzie, raise your hand. Lizzie is one of the co-founders of that. And we'll be doing it again this year, October 3rd, so come, continue to be a part of this community. Put this in your calendars right now. More information will come soon, and we look forward to seeing you there. It's going to be like a big party.
Awesome. Thank you.
Excellent. SoCal Women's Leadership Summit, October 3rd.